You and I are trying to figure out how to get along every day. And if you are a store owner, if you are a retail merchant, I think this new Illinois credit card fee law must, it would seem to me like that would make you crazy. And it might make consumers crazy, too. I want to talk a little bit about this with Rob Carr. He's the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Hey, Rob, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Hey, John. Great. Good to be back with you. I'm well. How are you?
Good. I was talking about this last week, and maybe you can, in as succinct a terms as possible, tell us what the Illinois legislature passed and the governor signed.
Yeah. So as part of the whole budget, it put into place a prohibition. So it says that credit card companies can't charge transaction fees on the sales tax portion of a transaction or of electronic transaction or on the gratuities, meaning the business won't be financially penalized for the gratuity that is being provided to the employee by the consumer.
Okay, so what does that mean? What happens or doesn't happen as a result?
So currently what happens is that credit card companies charge fees on the entire amount. The taxes that we are collecting and administrating on behalf of the state of Illinois, as well as on any gratuities that are left. This would take those fees off of that. So it will reduce a bit of a cost burden on the retailer.
Right. So in other words, if you sell me something, this was the example I was using, for $100, and then there's a tax and maybe a tip if it's a restaurant, why should you be paying the credit card company 3% on the tax? That wasn't for any merchandise that you
Correct.
Sold or any revenue that you collected, and ditto the tip. So then what happens to the tax and tip portion of the bill?
Well, the taxes are processed and go to the state and the units of local government. And the gratuities go to the employee. And there are no processing fees in that instance on those two pieces of the
Okay, but how would that
would
be?
How
would that be collected? Because it sounds to me like you need two transactions here.
No, not at all. Let's keep in mind that first, credit card companies are already doing this on business-to-business transactions. So they already know how to separate it out. Further, retailers have been separating these out since the inception of the sales tax, which is back in 1933 and before the advent of computers. So those are already separated out. Nothing about the process would change at all. Given the fact that they do it for business to business, the credit card companies can simply transfer that code into the transaction itself. And the retailer is the one that has to decide to seek reimbursement. They have 6 months to do so. So they'll have to provide that information. But they do that already today.
I saw an ad that said that the Illinois law may force you to pay for parts of a purchase in cash. Tipping on your credit card will be closed to Illinoisans.
There's simply no justification for that. Look at a credit. Look at your when you go to a restaurant or you go to a store or purchase a service today. Look at your credit. Look at your receipt. You have to fill in after they've already swiped your card. Right. So they're accepting the gratuity as part of the transaction report separate from the underlying sale. Second, look at your receipt. It's all broken out. They already have the information. They have to tweak their algorithm. There's nothing about this except a scare tactic.
So this is MasterCard or Visa not wanting to have to exert a little extra effort. Is it on them that we're talking about?
They would have to make the coding change. There's no doubt about it. The retailer would still have to report the information. But there's nothing about the transaction that can't occur electronically. Yeah, they're already doing it.
But we're the only state in the union to have this. Is that true?
We are the only state in the U.S. to do this, correct. We're the first state to do this, and somebody has to go first. We are the first to do that. That's correct.
And what's the motivation? Is it to save retailers a few percent?
It saves retailers a few percent, but I think it's also a justification. I mean, you know, the state capped the retail discount, which is the portion of the sales tax that retailers are supposed to partially reimburse retailers for their cost of doing business. That is a significant cost add-on to retailers. And so this helps alleviate some of that. It also reflects the fact that retailers are dictated to when it comes to the interchange fees. These are not negotiable items. The credit card company is presented as here's what it is. And there are literally dozens of separate fees that are put on each transaction.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because one of the conversations that comes up when this does is who should pay for the credit card processing, the customer or the merchant? I guess ultimately the customer pays for everything, but it does seem that if I'm using a credit card on, say, that $100 purchase, the merchant's only going to collect $97 because they've got to give 3% to Visa. Is that true? Just talk to me about the math on that.
That's roughly the math. Yeah, I can't do the math on the fly, John. I'm just not that good at it. But if you look at our transaction, we would the net profit of a retailer, which is the smallest margin in the economic sector today, is reduced by that because you're paying that fee on the tax you're collecting on behalf of the state and the city of Chicago or other units of local government. And we just don't believe that should be the case. We're still leaving in place all of the fees that are charged every time you swipe a debit or a credit card on the underlying merchandise or service itself. So the vast, vast majority of the transaction is still having these fees imposed upon it.
It seems to me like this is a lot for a little, right? I mean, we're not talking about that much money that the retailer is losing. On my $100 purchase, you know, it's still 3% of $100. And then it'll be 3% as well on the 7% sales tax or whatever it is, right? I mean, we're not talking about that much money per transaction, are we?
Well, we're not when you're talking about just what we're taking off of the sales tax as it relates to the banks. But in terms of a retailer who has, you know, a net profit margin of under 2%, that 3% on that small amount is still a lot of money. And furthermore, they're doing it on behalf of state and local governments, which funds all of the services that we all rely upon. And so the retailer shouldn't be bearing the cost and paying additional money, essentially a fee on a tax, to a private entity to do that.
Yeah, a lot of us said they should bury. You said they shouldn't have to bury that. And a lot of us said, oh, just don't tell us. I mean, let's forget about tax tip and the cost of the good or service itself. But just, it's a $100 bill, and I swipe my credit card. The merchant then gives 3% to the bank, right? The merchant only collects $97. Isn't that right?
That's roughly correct, right? So if you're looking at a, let's use the state and local combined average, which is 8.75%. Let's say you purchase a $100 item, so that's $108.75. So roughly 3% of that is going to the
3% would go to the processor. Yeah.
To the banks of the 108.75. Yeah. So you're talking about
$3.24, something like that.
$3 and right. That's right about that. $3.26 roughly.
Yeah.
Right. But that's a lot on a retail book.
Okay. And so then my question has been, then why doesn't the retailer charge $103.26 for that item? You know, and maybe they're doing this anyway. But I mean, if they've already calculated that thing that should cost $100 is going to cost them $3.26 they're going to have to eat, I wouldn't blame them. If they charge me $103.26, I would never know the difference. What do you make of that?
In some cases they do. In some cases they do. But then why should the consumer pay an artificially high price for that?
Yeah, right? That's true.
And so,
I know.
And as studies repeatedly show, when Senator Durbin did the debit card reform nationally back in what I think it was 2010, something like 70% of those savings were passed along to the consumer. So the retailer does pass these along to the consumer. So I think that's the other side of that argument.
Talking to Rob Carr, the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, a lot of you have comments about this. We are talking about the fact that Illinois now has a credit card fee law, which has some opposition, but the retail merchants are behind this, right, Rob? They do like this idea.
Yes, we do like this. And it's a significant help to small and mid-sized retailers in particular.
And the idea is that the 3% or whatever it is processing fee will not be applied to taxes and gratuities, but merely on the service or product that's been sold. One of our listeners called in the other day and they said, well, they're not going to go to a restaurant that segregates those, and some of them do. What do you say about that?
John, do you mean what do you mean by segregate what?
Yeah, good question. She said that on the bill, it said that she had to pay an additional 3% if she was going to use her credit card. They weren't going to absorb it.
Yeah, well, that's before this law. And look, some restaurants, retailers, others have gone to this. Not very many, very few actually have gone to it. And look, she's making the decision that's right for her, which is she's not going to honor that. And that's the risk that those restaurants and retailers take. In doing that, I think they're highlighting the fact of just how onerous these fees can become that are imposed by credit card companies. But again, that's her right not to do that. And again, I don't think you see, you know, when we look around, most retailers and restaurants don't do that.
I buy a donut sometimes. It costs like a dollar or something. I give them my credit card. Everybody seems to do that. And I felt bad because I thought that's such a small purchase for them to have to pay a fee on. But I guess if it's just 3% of a dollar, then it's only costing them 3 cents. Hopefully their margin is more than 3 cents on the donut. I'm asking for some advice. Should I use or not use my credit card on a very small purchase, Rob?
Now you're going to get me in trouble with my kids, John, because none of them carry cash, despite my urgings. On my small purchases, I try to pay cash because I know what kind of fees are involved. You know, I would encourage people to pay cash where they can, but a lot of people don't like to carry cash. It's inconvenient. I get it. Then just pay. You know, look, retailers are happy to make the transaction, whether it's on food and beverage or some other service or merchandise. But it does come as a cost. And I think this is not the only cost I think people have to keep in mind as well. There's all of the usual taxes that businesses pay, property taxes, the other, there's all the labor regulations and costs that go into it. We're at the end of the line when it comes to inflation. So, you know, everybody complains about inflation. We like to blame the retailer or the restaurant, but the truth is they're at the end of the line and they're trying to figure out what their costs are going to be, not just to recover for the good as it's being sold today, but what it's going to be like tomorrow. So it's a very calculated, it's a very difficult calculation to make. And yet they're trying to keep the cost for customers down as low as they can.
Well, for some of us, if it's
Go ahead. Now, when you look at a donut, you know, at 3% is not necessarily a lot in its face. But again, in a low margin industry like retail, 3% is more than typically the net profit margin for the year.
Okay. Yeah, right. I'm not aware of that. I'm glad you mentioned that. But then on some more expensive items, say I'm buying a $1,000 thing, a lot of us are encouraged to put it on the credit card if we can pay the balance and not have to incur 25% or 30%, are encouraged to put it on our credit card because we'll get points. You get miles or cash back on your credit card purchase. 3% on $1,000, though, is $30, right? Who pays that $30? The merchant is paying the $30, right?
The merchant's paying the $30, correct.
And here again, the question is, well, are they really charging me an additional $30 for that item and I'm unaware of it? So I'm paying their fee, or are they paying the fee? What's the answer to that?
Answer is it's a great question, but the answer is that you can't incorporate all of the costs of everything into the cost of the product. And the first thing you're dealing with are your labor, your taxes, your the cost of the product itself. You try to recover as much as you can. But again, let's go back to what this is. This is ensuring that a third party, in this case, credit card companies, aren't charging your Main Street retailers for taxes they are collecting on behalf of the state and local governments. That's what this is about. Should they be paying a tax on a tax, essentially? And it's a tax that they can't negotiate. They have no input in. It's dictated to them. And so that's where it becomes just a basic fairness question for the retailer.
Well, in Chicago, on that $1,000 purchase, it might depend on what it is, but what's the total sales tax that they ring up at the register on $1,000? Is it about 10% state, local, county, and all of that?
It's 10.25%.
Okay, so that's 10%
of $1,000.
Okay, $100 in taxes. Now we're talking real money here, right? For the merchant, if they have to pay 3% of that.
That's correct.
Okay, so this conversation is instructive, but the conversation is over, right? This is the law in Illinois now, correct?
It is the law. It's not effective until July 1 of 25. That was done intentionally to give everyone time to make the adjustments necessary to implement it.
That's really interesting. Rob Carr is the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Probably not the last conversation we're going to have about this, but a good one today, Rob. Thanks for your help.
Always happy to be with you, John. Be well.